Again, our Shabbos to the Chaverim, this week's Parshas Dvarim. We begin the journey, final journey, the final speech of Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course, the Shabbat preceding Tisha B'Av, preceding the week of the greatest calamities that ever befell Am Yisrael, the Jewish people in Jewish history. We daven that we should be able to avoid such a time, but avoiding such a time, avoiding such a fast day, avoiding Tisha B'Av, takes a lot of hard work, takes a lot of effort. It won't just happen with our mind, with our thoughts. It has to happen with our actions, with our Ahavas Yisrael, with everything that the rabbis have taught us, how we can bring the Beis Hamikdash from Hera V'Yameinu through our days, V'Yameinu through our days, through the way that we interact. This parsha begins, of course, with the rebuke, with the words, the harsh words, the fighting words that Moshe gives in his final speech to the Jewish people. And I was thinking to myself, rebuke is very difficult. Nobody likes to be told that they're doing something wrong. Nobody likes to be told about the things that they've done wrong in the past. What's a situation where we find in life that we're able to give that to somebody else, or to share that with somebody else? Really, in truth, you can only give rebuke, you can only tell someone the areas that they failed in if they're willing to listen. If you have a love relationship with them, if you love them so much that you want them to be better, that you want their life to improve, that you want for them to become better versions of themselves, then you know that they're willing to listen, you know that they're willing to hear you out and to say, this is an area that didn't go well in your life. This is a time when you failed. This is a time when you messed up. But I'm only sharing it with you because I know that you're willing to listen. I know that you're willing to receive. I know that you're willing to work on yourselves to become better. Bezrat Hashem, Shabbat Chazon, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev says the reason why it's Chazon is because even though we're going to read the Haftarah, the passage that describes sadness, describes destruction, describes everything that we're feeling during this time of the year, we're able to see beyond. We're able to go into that negative, to go into that difficult history, and to be able to see the beginning of the seeds of the redemption. Bezrat Hashem, if we're willing, if we're open, if we're willing to listen, if we're willing to realize the areas where we've fallen, listen to the rebuke, listen to the harshness, listen to the loneliness of this time of year, Bezrat Hashem will be zocheh, will merit to dance with Mashiach, if not before Tisha B'Av, and as soon as Tisha B'Av comes to a close, M'her v'yameinu, Shabbat Shalom, Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos.